Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Buys Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. That's us.
Welcome to another exciting edition of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
I'm Matt Mann.
I'm 9.
We're the Rise Guys.
Yes, we are. This is After Hours with us.
You can tell we rehearsed that.
Oh, yeah.
Times.
Yeah, man. And we were having a spirited discussion downstairs before we came in here to do this podcast.
Yeah, we did. It's kind of a pullover from our show earlier today.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, you know, the old song from the 90s, give me that donkey button and big old legs.
I ain't too proud to beg.
Please. They were begging for it.
Please.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't understand. Donkeys don't have butts.
I mean, they do.
But not like... Well, they don't have big old legs.
I guess back in the olden days, you know, before we came along, those the olden days.
I know what you're going to say.
I imagine that if you were on the farm and you were looking for an animal to spend some quality time with.
Oh, God, that's not what I thought you were
going to say. That a donkey would have more of a butt than most of the other animals. Because, you know, we've talked about on the show plenty of times how, you know, dogs don't have butt cheeks, neither do cats. No butt cheeks.
No.
But donkeys kind of do.
They just have straight up buttholes.
So as far as animals go, donkeys got butt cheeks more so than other animals.
So you're saying you think that goes, because we're going to get up to progress in just a moment. But you're saying that you think that comes from bestiality?
No.
Like
not,
a donkey show. Okay, donkey
not the
show.
Song.
Well, yeah. See, here's what I thought you were going to say, and we'll get back to bestiality because I know you're.
Of course, we will.
Well versed on it. I don't want to go. I'm not going to be filthy about it.
Don't do it.
But like, okay, here's a good way to say it. Was that maybe? I thought you were going to say that was kind of a coy way of saying the word ass and getting a top 40 hit.
Oh man, I mean, I don't necessarily. I don't know, man, but I'm just saying that back in the olden days, a donkey would have probably been one of the more attractive animals on the farm.
Give me that ass.
If you were into that kind of thing.
Give me that ass and then big old legs. Yeah. I ain't too proud to beg.
But, I mean, donkey butt, that's not really any better than saying ass, is it?
But in America, yeah. Because
back then,
you can
yeah,
say
you're right, especially
poop,
back then.
But you can't say shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the craziest
thing. It is.
Let me ride that ass. No, that part doesn't make sense.
No, that would suck. I mean, back then, nowadays it would be very blunt and just coarse and vulgar. But back then, like, you dressed it up and you made it something else a little bit.
You actually said please.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't say, hey, what's this rag smell like to you?
Yeah. It was great when you had to be more creative and write songs and come up with things to say what you wanted to say without just bluntly saying whatever obscene thoughts you're having like we have now in modern day songs.
Yeah, that's the big misconception, I think, when I do bring that up from time to time is, the strictness, especially on terrestrial radio, but really just in public a lot of times. I certainly support freedom of speech, but I don't support somebody sitting there saying in public real loud, you know, the C word over and over, or any slurs or anything like that. That brings, now if you want to sit there and say it in your car with the windows rolled up or whatever, that's on you and God.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean there are certainly things that are obscene that you shouldn't do.
But that right there to me, that's just literally, I'm not saying the government, I don't know who, playing games with us. You can say poop, caca, doo-doo, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
but not the S word.
Yeah, you can't say the one.
And I harp on it, and it aggravates the S
word. Oh, it definitely bugs you more than anybody I've ever known. I mean, I don't like it, but...
But
it ain't
going to
change anytime soon because we don't change things or do anything anymore. Like, we haven't done stuff in decades.
Well, there's been more pullback than there has been additions.
Yeah, and at this point, we shouldn't be getting more socially conservative with anything, but we are.
I don't understand that, but I do support innuendos for sure.
Yeah.
I innuendos like the creativity of it. To the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I think you don't have to get more... strictly socially conservative, but that also doesn't mean you abandon all couth either.
No, but there's people that can get together and let's say it's a stand-up act, a comedian you're going to see. If you paid a decent amount of money, and most, unless you're going to some whatever, I mean, it's usually, I don't know, if you're going to see a well-known comedian, $50 plus for a one-on comedian.
Easily.
So you're not just walking in there saying, who's this character? Here's $100 for two people, please. You kind of know what you're getting into. And I think that if there's a sector of the world that gets together and says, you know what? There's enough going on in this world where everybody's tight-assed. Let's all get together and laugh at everything.
Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with that.
But you can't have that because there's not enough people who are willing to do that with you. And Jim Jeffries had a great bit. One of my favorite comedians. He had a great bit on one of his many stand-up specials about it. You know, it's never one of his fans that gets offended by something it say. It's the friend who came along with him. And then this will be great. This will be great fun. Then he goes into one of his bits, and the friend, oh my God, I forgot she's here. She's gonna hate this.
Oh,
that's how it goes. It's somebody who gets invited the extra ticket, the friend who comes along, because it'll be fun, and you're not thinking about what he's going to say that's going to personally offend that person in a major way.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the Dave Chappelle thing that's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you've got on one hand Netflix standing, or they get enough publicity, but
they get way too much considering they don't really offer anything good anymore.
Yeah, but you know, that whole thing, look it up if you want to, but it's like the irony of everything. It's even with, I was thinking about this the other day, I was looking for something to watch, and, you know, again, Netflix, and most of them, all the murder docs, I mean, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, there's a big section of people, huge female audience, who are obsessed with all that stuff, true crime.
But think about the machine that it's feeding. I'm not saying people that watch it are going to want to end up being murderers, but I'm saying that the companies that own most of the companies, at the end of the day, they're profiting from it. And that's irritating.
That's
where the line of news and journalism is smeared with the corporate dollar.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is, man. I mean, the whole thing's a mess. Nobody's willing to... turn the lens back at themselves and look into what's funny about what they think, what they do.
Yeah.
We take ourselves very seriously, and we ridicule the hell out of everybody else. That's kind of where we've gone, and man, you can't maintain a society in that direction.
I don't understand it, and that kind of reflects to what we were saying earlier, the donkey butt.
Yeah.
What is our fascination with the donkey? Because I was... okay, here's the straight up conversation.
Yeah.
I had just went to the restroom and I bought some new briefs, boxer
briefs.
F off, boxer briefs, and they were kind of riding up a little bit. And so I come in here and I have my belt open, and it's just us in here, 99 clothes, no windows. And I was fixing my underwear, and he was just staring. And I'm like, "What are you looking at?
Why are you naked in here?"
Fixing my underwear.
I knew you were, and I said, "Why didn't you do it in the bathroom? You were just in the bathroom."
Well, so I was adjusting myself, and I said, "I don't know why you're looking. It still looks the same. I'm hung like a mule."
Yeah.
And then it's like, whoa, it hit us at the same time.
It's donkey butts and hung like a mule.
What is with that?
I don't know. I mean, mules obviously going to have pretty big ones.
Why?
Because they're mules. They're half donkey, half horse. They're honkies.
That's the fascination.
They're either honkies or dorses, one.
I think I would be more offended if someone called me a Dorse than if they called me a honky. I'm serious.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Dorse.
What's a Dorse?
Did you just call me a dork?
Is that that little guy who used to play golf?
No, you're a Dorse.
You're a Dorf.
You Dorse bag. Yeah, but and then even one of my top three favorite liquor drinks is a Moscow Mule.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are Russian mules hung like American mules?
I don't know.
Big question.
I'm going to look this up.
What are you looking up? You better do it on incognito. You're going to end up on some weird email list.
Let's see. Moscow Mules was invented in Norwich, Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't find out about mules in Moscow or mules in Russia.
Because you Google
because
that.
Because the drink. Yeah.
That's the way they do it.
Yeah.
They go in there and own the SEO. We want to see how big the dongs are, just for educational purposes. And no, it's all liquor, liquor, liquor. I'm actually watching right now. They do play-by-play of nine Google fingering.
I know there's donkeys in Georgia. What am I thinking?
Well,
let's
that's
see.
A new laugh you just debuted.
Yeah, there's donkeys in Russia. So that means there'd be mules too, because I know they got horses.
Where are they originally from?
Let's see. The African wild ass is the ancestor of the donkey.
African wild ass.
Yeah.
What if you got a
earliest donkeys were found in ancient Egypt.
Were wild hares ever up wild asses?
I can't answer that. You'd have to ask them.
You know, getting a wild hair.
I guess you. Yeah. I guess you.
The story behind that was even...
Oh, you love this story. You're a big fan of this story.
I do love this story. My grandpa told me, and I thought he was joking, and I went and asked my daddy, and he's like, I don't know. And I forget how I found out, but my grandpa told me, he said, I think he said, well, maybe if I got a wild hair up my ass. And I was like, I was full of questions when I was a kid. I still am today, but
yeah.
I was the kid who always, if I heard anything that was mysterious or whatever, what does that mean? So I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, it means a wild hair up your ass. I was like an ingrown hair? He's like, no. Back in the old days, when it was real cold, I think he said out in the Midwest it was real problematic, that wild hares, meaning rabbits, were so cold.
How cold were they?
They were so cold that they would crawl up human being buttholes to stay warm.
Yeah.
And what's shocking is that some of those human beings made friends with that, or just, you know, said, you know what, this is my way of helping out Mother Earth.
That was like PETA back in the day.
Yeah. Now, you imagine in the morning, wake up. You know, that's your alarm clock.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that.
No.
You'd just be chilling out in your burrow.
Yeah. Stuff like that's fun to
oh,
find
it's
out.
Oh, great, man.
But still, the donkey butt and the hung lucky mule.
Yeah, man. I've never had to worry about having either one of those things.
I don't have a butt.
Yeah, I don't have much one.
I mean, it is literally straight down. And that's why... screw it. That's why my love handles are so accentuated. It's because I have no butt for it to flow into.
But you don't want to have a ladylike figure with them wide hips. You don't want to have the hourglass figure.
No, I don't want to look like an old gas pump from the 40s.
You want to be broader at the top than at the bottom, like a man.
Well, I don't want to look like Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That'd be bad.
That's the way my dad was. Like, he used to be real heavy, lost a lot of weight. And but he didn't lose his broad shoulders, obviously.
But that's like the ideal look for a man, right? Shoulders the broadest part.
Yeah, but he has bird legs, but with broad shoulders.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be put plumb Johnny Bravo, no. Yeah. You want to have some proportion, but broader up top than at the bottom.
Yeah.
Or the middle.
Good Lord.
In a V shape.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to break?
Yeah, we should break. We absolutely should. Probably gone too long already.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, we're back.
That was fast.
Yeah, man, just a nice little break on After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Yeah, please, if you're not subscribed, please do so. They're all usually pretty funny. Yeah. There's like two that kind of suck.
Yeah.
And if you want to find out which ones they are, go listen to all of them. You'll see.
Yeah, you will. You got to get through every one of them, though, man.
Pretty obvious which one of those two were just dreadful to listen to. So far, we've talked about donkey butts and being hung like a mule and Moscow mules and all kind of wild hares.
Man, you know what I want?
Well, considering we're taping this right now, when we are, lunch.
Everything's open for lunch now. It's 11:01.
Yeah, I know.
It's 11:01.
I have to sit there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to order something on the way, I think.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
You're always so good about planning ahead.
Only for food. Only if it's like food or weed, man.
Like, you're well?
Or like watching a horror movie or wrestling.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, all my favorite things.
Like, you've talked about many times how you'll order food and you'll look at the window of delivery order and, you know, time delivery. And you'll match it up perfectly. So sometimes you'll get there right at the right.
Man. I ordered something a week or two ago. I ordered a big sweet and spicy meatball sub.
Yeah.
May have been made by firefighters. But
a portion of all the proceeds go to help firefighters.
Yeah, and their families. But, so I pull in my driveway. And I like to time it out so that I beat the dude or the lady or the person or the driver to the house by a couple minutes, like 5 minutes or so ahead of them.
Yeah.
So I can go in and, like, let my dogs out and give them a cookie and stuff. They eat cookies.
Mm-hmm.
but this time I pull in, and I wasn't expecting the dude to get there yet, but this big unmarked Suburban pulls in behind me, dark tinted windows, silver. I'm like, what in the hell did I do?
Oh,
where'd you come from? And then he gets out with a sign. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
You thought it was the SWAT
team? I thought it was the fuzz. The fuzz coming down on me.
They're cool with that.
I'm like, what'd I do? I didn't do nothing, man. Okay, I didn't do anything, for real.
The cops are cool with that. Back in the 70s, though, man, my dad...
I wasn't really a cop delivering my lunch, by the way.
No, but it's okay if they wanted to.
Yeah, it'd be fine. I wouldn't mind. I'd thank you twice.
Company
I'd
dollar.
Give you extra tip in cash.
Yeah. My daddy called a cop back in the 70s, before I was even born, called a cop. The fuzz one time.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the cop got my dad against the car, and that was...
He didn't do it.
He likened it to an analogy you can probably imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my dad always told me, don't do that.
Don't do it.
When we became friendly with some cops, they're like, it's old school cops. We're fine with it.
Yeah, they don't really care.
Yeah, just don't defund us. We're cool.
Yeah, please keep the funds. No, you know what I want, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
We both did it.
Dang it, F.
I almost went into a diatribe about how good that sub sandwich was.
Oh, yeah.
But, what I want, man, I want to be wealthy enough to have my own private pool in my backyard. I don't want to go swimming. Well, I don't want to go swim in the lake. I don't want to go to a public pool, obviously. I want to know whose pee it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a bunch of people over jumping on top of me. I just want to go enjoy the water in peace and quiet, which you can never do in this life. unless you have your own private pool, you can never enjoy swimming in relative peace and quiet. It's impossible.
That's true.
Because either you get invited to somebody's house who has a pool and there's 100 people there, or you're at a hotel and there's 100 people there, or you're someplace and there's 1,000 people there.
Well, even with, like, I enjoy swimming.
And I'm fat, and I don't want to be shirtless around too many people. And I don't want to swim in a t-shirt neither.
No, absolutely not. To any of the young men out there listening today.
If you're portly.
The t-shirt accentuates it.
It does. You know the concept of a wet t-shirt contest.
It's basically putting a spotlight on your titties.
It contours to your boobs.
Yeah. Oh, that gives me some kind of fat kid PTSD
I really want to go swimming, but there's nowhere nice and private and quiet to go do it. I want to go old man swimming, which means I have to have my own damn swimming pool.
Oh, I thought you meant naked.
No, well, yeah, sure, but if I had my own private pool, I could go swimming naked.
What does...
swim wherever hell I want to. I could swim in a penguin costume, be fine.
Burgess Meredith. What does an in-ground pool cost? Like,
shoot, let me look.
I have no clue. The number $10,000 comes to mind, and that's probably...
I'm going
to
say it's more than that.
I was going to say.
At this point, because I know people are waiting a long time to get them right now, like everything else.
Why?
Because there's a lot of people ordering them, I guess.
They're made out of baby formula.
Let's see.
Old, hard baby formula. That's why. And silver. And there's also some cell phone chips in the...
I'm consulting pool. The expert. According to BobVila.com, what's up, Bob? The average cost to install an in-ground pool...
His name is Bob House.
...ranges from...
Oh, God, the way you're smiling, some monocles all get out.
Ranges from $38,719 to $69,599, with a national average of $51,833.
I do not.
How do you know? You don't know.
I know people that have them.
Do you know more than Bob Vila does about this?
That guy still gets perms, I bet you. He's got a hell of a beard on him.
I'm going to look for more resources.
I cannot. If that is true, wow, oh wow. But I can't believe that to be, because I know people, and that's not to say, and those of you that think I'm talking about you, I probably am, but pretend I'm not. I'll give you a compliment for those of you that listen that think I'm talking about you because you have a swimming pool in your backyard. I don't think you would pay $50,000 for it, and that's putting you over by saying that, brother. I don't think you'd pay $50,000 for it.
Me?
No, this person that's listening right now.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I doubt
it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
For two people, it could be.
Let's see. Here's awesome a people. 20 by 40 by 31 lagoon in-ground swimming pool kit with 42-inch steel walls.
A kit?
Yeah.
You got to put it in yourself?
You have to hire somebody to do it professionally, but this thing costs $14,000, and then they'd have to dig a hole and all the stuff around it, and it'd be a process. That'd probably double your cost. I mean, I think you'd probably be looking about $30,000 to get it installed. Because you got to think about all the cement that's going to be around
cement.
It. Whatever you build up around the pool to put your deck chairs on and all that. The hole digging and all that's got to be precise.
Hole digging. That's exactly what it's called.
Here's a rectangle pool for $8,700.
What is a damn above ground pool?
But it's
cost
a 12
now?
By 20 pool for $9,000. That's small. It's very small.
12 by 20?
12 by 20 swimming pool. Very small.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could just push off with my toes and touch.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to cost a lot.
God almighty, man.
Yeah, an in-ground swimming pool costs $35,000 on average.
And you think about in Florida.
Between $28,000 and $55,000.
Most people in Florida have them, but then they got to build the terrarium or whatever it would be called. What is this? It's not terrarium. What is the word? They're like clear rooms. Is that a Florida room? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, do you understand what I'm
saying? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Florida room, the little arboretum or whatever.
Is that what it's called? Arboretum?
Arboretum.
That sounds like somebody'd get at a Mexican restaurant. Yeah. I'm just going to go with the arboretum, guys, and some hot sauce.
Yeah, man. Damn things are expensive, man.
Well, good Lord. That is, if I were on a game show of some kind, let's say it's prices. Well, they wouldn't do that.
They cost way more than they did when Clark Griswold wanted one.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. So in today's dollars, Clark Griswold was getting a $50,000 bonus.
Yeah.
and instead get the Jelly of the Month Club?
Yeah, man. According to HomeAdvisor.com, installing an in-ground vinyl pool runs between $20,000
to $40,000. Wow. Well, I guess I won't get a damn water slide.
Yeah, I know. And I'll never go swimming again at this rate. Damn. I'd love to go, though. Wouldn't it be fun? Have you been swimming this season at all this summer?
No, I have not. I haven't been either, man. Wait a minute. Yeah, no, I've been in the... No.
Have you been in the lake or anything?
You know what? I've been to the lake, but I didn't even get in.
Didn't even get in the water?
No.
Okay.
Just rode around. I was drinking, and I didn't feel it was safe to swim and drink.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spill it in the water. Oh, there were kids nearby.
Yeah. Used to be able to find my uncle when we'd go camping. He'd be under the water, but he'd be holding his beer can up. He was dry.
Out of mighty. Yeah, I have not been to, this might be the first year I have not been to any kind of beach.
I mean, you still got like 3 months around here to go do some swimming somewhere, but I don't think I will.
Well, I'm still like astonished.
Yeah, right, man.
Because I was going to say, because in my mind they were 10 grand.
I mean, I'm sure they were not all that long ago. Just the price of everything's through the damn roof.
Yeah. The way my brain
ain't coming back down ever.
When I hear you saying something, I'm over on the other side of my brain thinking of like a follow-up, but I'm also still listening. So in my mind, I was like, oh, okay, here's a way you can work this, Matt. If they're like 10 grand, which at the time I thought they were, tell them you'll go half with them and you'll own a pool together, but it's in your backyard. All the content for the radio show would be incredible.
Yeah, but then again, like, I mean, we got to come up like...
Now it's 25 grand. Oh, that's for a basic-ass pool.
Yeah, now if we're going to do it right, we're going to have to come up with, what, like 17 grand a piece or so?
Well, we don't have to show like logo on the bottom of the pool.
That costs extra. We can't do it.
We can expense that.
It costs many thousands. What expense account?
Start a foundation.
Yeah.
Damn it. Find out how Master P did it.
The only way we could ever afford a swimming pool is if we had some kind of government program where we had to let poor kids use it.
That's where I sound bougie.
I know. Me too, man. Me too. It's no crying shame, though.
Luckily, though, we've started this GoFundMe. Now, if you scan this QR code, which you see on your screen, you can donate to it.
Yeah.
So scan that code that you see in the sky right now.
Oh, yeah. Man,
there's not anything really there.
When you were taught how to swim, the first time, did somebody just throw your ass in the water? Is that what? How'd it go?
First time, I was probably helicopter parented way too much. I had swimmies on forever.
Okay.
Honest to God.
My first time was at the YWCA. It used to be, downtown Greenville. But yeah, it was for everybody.
It
was a family thing. I was a little kid, like 2-3 years old.
I think you were a girl?
Vague memories of this. And lots of boys there.
Yeah.
I was with a daycare group.
I went to the M one.
My mom did not send me with my swimming trunks. So I wound up in my, I want to say it was my G.I. Joe Fruit of the Loom, tighty whitey undershorts. Yeah. Yep. So I was in my G.I. Joe tighty whiteys with the red elastic waistband.
Were you a heavier boy at 2 or 3?
No,
you were smaller.
Yeah, not until I was about 5, probably. I started eating Whoppers a lot.
Yeah.
I
was heavy set out the gate.
I don't say I started eating them. I started being fed Whoppers at that point. But, so about that at that age, 2-3 years old, I want to say 3. I vaguely remember it. And I was the only one there. Like, my mom or anybody wasn't there, and I haven't seen any of these people since. So what I have is my memory of it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got thrown in the damn swimming pool in my G.I. Joe tighty whities. I'd never been in water like that before. I'd never been out of a kiddie pool. And they threw me in a swimming pool, said, here, learn how to swim. And ever since then, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. But ever since then, I have this habit of every time I go swimming for the first time in the season, the first time in the year, I'll just jump in the lake, jump in the pool, whatever. And then I'll damn near drown, and then I'm fine. And when I say damn near drown, I don't mean really almost drown, but I mean I wind up every time, that first time in after a long absence.
Having an anxiety attack?
No, it's not that. I just take in a little water, being stupid, not thinking about it. Like still breathing when I go under, I guess.
Or if it's just taken in the water.
Nose or mouth? Yeah.
The other way is...
But towards the lungs, not like swallowing, breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every time, man, every time I've done it in Lake Hartwell, I've done it in Lake Kiwi, I've done it in many swimming pools.
What about full size?
At Myrtle Beach and swimming pools and hotels there, like the Poindexter back in the day.
Olympic size swimming pools?
Oh, yeah. 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 All kinds of swimming pools.
You've done it all.
Ain't no way you can get an Olympic size pool. It'd break you.
You go off a diving board?
I've done it before. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great way, too, to just anytime I jump in that first time of the season, that's what happens.
If I
would wade in and just swim around some, that wouldn't be a problem. But I always just, I'm going to jump right in, get used to it. And boom, here we go.
I was
about to drown.
I learned to swim at VBS at my grandma's church.
You went fancy VBS. We never had no damn water. We made macaroni art.
Well,
drank Kool-Aid.
My grandma's church. It was Morgan Memorial.
Oh,
it wasn't
Poe. Yeah.
We didn't. I mean, yeah.
I went to VBS in places like Townville where we just made macaroni art.
But my parents never taught me to swim. I don't recall even being taught to wipe.
We ain't animal crackers with Kool-Aid at VBS. Y'all are swimming.
Well, I mean, you gotta learn where you can.
Yeah, you
I was never. There
weren't many options to swim at Poe Mill.
So when it came to that, it was again. I had swimmies on forever. I was pools a lot, even on Ocean Lakes and stuff. Oh Jesus, that story. But I don't remember if there was a story or anything where I almost drowned, but I remember one of the VBS teachers, Vacation Bible School, saying, "Hey, let me teach you, and by the end of the week, I know how to swim."
Yeah, yep. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
It happens fast. Now, I used to, my mom never knew how to swim. I taught my mom how to swim after learning that. I basically teach myself how to swim. And every time we'd go back to the beach the next year and be playing in the pool, she'd forget how to swim.
Have you taught her how to Dougie?
No, I have not. No, it's too late for that.
Yeah. She forgot?
Yeah, every year she forgot. For like 5 years straight, she forgot because go to Myrtle Beach. No, she did.
She wanted that connection.
Nope, she ain't that type.
Son, teach me to swim.
My mom is not a very manipulative woman. She's pretty blunt in a lot of ways. She genuinely would, from year to year, forget how to swim. I didn't think you could.
Did she jump in and say, "Oh, son, I'm drowning"?
She would never jump in. No, she ain't the type to jump in a pool ever. She wouldn't do that.
What, my sound effects?
I did. That was good. You regular Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
my greatest near death story with drowning was again at the. It was an ill fated. Kind of situation from the jump.
Okay.
Come out and hook up your boats and drink a lot.
That's the best.
Yeah, but not the safest situation.
No.
And here I am. I mean, drunk as a skunk on the lake. Well, I don't even remember what lake. Horrible?
Kiwi.
And we have the great band Hinder there. Performing on top of a boat.
The band Hinder, yes.
And I am supposed to be at a certain boat at a certain time, and I'm way over. Well, there's all boats, so you got to, what do? You going to jump on a boat and crawl over and then go on the other side? No, you're going to swim under it.
Especially if you're drunker than piss.
Or so you thought. Dude.
No, you really were drunk.
Oh, sure. I mean, I was. No, that's a shoot. But I can remember, and this is how quickly seeing your life in front of your eyes will sober you up. I went down under that boat, drunker as all get out, and as I'm going, I remember going as deep as I could. That's the other thing. I was never taught to dive, so when I jump off a diving board, it's always cannonball.
Yeah.
So as I swim down as hard as I can to go under the boat.
You dog paddling down.
And I look up, and that freaking propeller's on.
Yeah, it's spinning. It's rotating.
And I think that I'm going to be decapitated.
You're going to be a statistic.
Or at least scalped like my forefathers. Well, I made it. But seeing that, there's no words to put it into how I literally thought, you are about to be a statistic right now.
Oh, yeah.
Local radio DJ is decapitated. His head was found in a...
I probably would have still been attached. Just would have been chunks of it would have been missing.
God, man. I mean, that, like, I don't
it
know
It happens
what,
to people for real.
I don't know what the adrenaline rush is or whatever, but just, I was drunk as hell. And then see that, and then whoop.
It just brings you back.
I am fine now.
Nothing to bring you back faster, man.
What's called buzzkill, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I'm wore out.
Me too, man. I'm awful hungry for lunch, too.
I am, too. I enjoy talking, though.
I had a good time. This is a fun episode to talk about and all the drowning and donkey butts.
I think it helps we live alone, because if we were talking all the time, then you'd be pissed to come to work and
yeah,
talk.
I mean, it's 11:19 a.m. right now. I'm about to leave here.
Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern time. I'm about to leave here, and I'll be home at my house around 12 p.m., and I probably won't have an actual conversation with another human being in person or over the phone, you know, like verbally speaking, until like 5:30 tomorrow morning. Odds are, I probably won't talk to anybody.
You should call my mom.
I got nowhere to go, nothing to do. I'm not complaining about it. I probably won't have an actual conversation for like 17 hours after I get home.
Let's mom swap. One day, just for fun, I'll call your mom, see how she's doing, you call mine.
All right, it'll be the same, as it always is.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
Yeah, what'd you eat? Oh, I'm about to eat. What you going to eat?
Can you tell me what's going on in the Ukraine?
All we talk about is food and occasionally questions about the news or something. Yeah.
What is vaginal mesh? And can I buy tops made out of that at Hammerick's?
No, you may not. Man, I enjoyed this.
I did too, Jimmy. Let's go have some lunch and relieve ourselves in the restaurant.
Yeah, we'll be back next week, though, with more of this.
Thank you very much for listening to After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.